we are right on the cusp of the floodgates just opening up with earnings. But so far, we've seen some important earnings and some market-moving earnings. It was just Tuesday that United Health and Johnson & Johnson, Goldman Sachs, three important Dow stocks, came out with much better than expected earnings. Then Wednesday, United Airlines not only had some good earnings, but they raised their guidance. They said they're not being affected by crude prices. But there are a lot of stories yet to be written. The man who keeps up with our estimates that we always use for earnings from Briefing.com is Pat O'Hare. He's the chief market analyst, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David. It's great to be back with you.
Thank you. It seems to me like, by and large, we're having a pretty good season. IBM might disagree with that, but you got to like what you've seen, I guess.
Well, yeah, everything's pretty much holding true to form in terms of the early portion of the earnings reporting season, which is really another way of saying that more companies than not, continue to post positive earnings surprises. And so you haven't seen any real degradation in the third quarter earnings growth estimate. But one thing to bear in mind, though, one of the key differences heading into this third quarter earnings reporting period is that analysts didn't really bring down their numbers that much ahead of the start of the reporting period. So the extent of the positive earnings surprises has been a little bit less than average. But by and large, you've got third quarter earnings blended growth rate tracking toward 19.5%, which is coming on the heels of two quarters where you saw 25% growth. And right. So obviously you're getting really strong earnings growth once again, which is not a surprise.
We used to hear the term peak oil a lot. They were just wrong as heck because we haven't run out of oil and don't show any signs of it. But now the term is peak earnings, that we have seen the best earnings we're going to see. They're great earnings and they're positive surprises, but get it worse from here. Do you have any sense of the guidance that we're getting here?
Well, it's still pretty early in the reporting period. We had about 10% of the S&P 500 companies report results so far, and guidance has been somewhat mixed, but you haven't been any real strong takeaways yet there in an aggregate sense, and I think that's one of the concerns, and certainly one of the things that everyone needs to be watching out for in the next few weeks when you're going to get the real floodgate of earnings opening. And the issue is, will more companies, sound like PPG Industries a week or so ago, which, warned of a disappointment because of a strong dollar, because of slower demand in China, because of slower end market demand in the U.S. and Europe? Will we hear more warnings like that, or are we going to hear more from companies like, Lam Research, which said recently, they think the September quarter marked a near-term trough for its business, and giving a sense that you're likely to see, a nice pickup from here. So that is the open-ended question. And I think the market, though, is starting to kind of sniff out, a real deceleration in earnings growth. I don't think that we're not at peak earnings. You're maybe at a peak in terms of the rate of growth that you're seeing. But even as we look out into the first quarter and the second quarter of 2019, analysts meeting estimates are still positive. So you're still getting earnings growth. It's just not going to be as strong as it has been this year.
Two other variables that I would think is, on the one hand, we were hit with a series of storms along the eastern seaboard, and then, of course, most recently in Florida during this period, which got to have an impact on earnings to some degree. And then this Chinese trade war tariff skirmish, whatever you want to call it, has gone on a lot longer than anybody thought, and companies are going to have to make some adjustments.
Well, that's right, and I think the market has held up as well as it has with respect to the trade issue thus far because it simply just hasn't been in the data to this point, right? So the real meat of this of these tariff actions, the $200 billion that was announced, went into effect with a 10% tariff at the end of September. So we really aren't into a mode yet where you're going to see a lot of that start percolating in the earnings numbers themselves. However, the Trump administration did indicate that come January 1, if there hasn't been any satisfaction satisfactory resolution to their trade disagreement with China, that tariff's going up to 25%. And it's also possible that they might implement tariffs on another $267 billion of imported Chinese goods. And so that's one of the factors, really, that's in the back of the market's mind as contributing to what are likely to be, you know, more challenging comparisons in 2019 as you start to see the impact of those tariff actions filter through into corporate guidance. But thus far, you haven't really heard it to any great degree, but you're starting to get, a modicum of mention there for, from S&P 500 companies starting to call a little bit of attention to the tariff issue as they also discuss the impact of rising raw material costs in their third quarter reports.
You know, this last quarter with the midterm elections and trade and tariff and weather, this is going to be an interesting quarter, not to say the third one. Pat O'Hare, Chief Market Analyst for Briefing.com. Thanks for the good numbers.
David.
All right. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.